You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane. Today, Jane, we're going to continue talking about the data for issued by the National Association of Realtors, known as the NAR, that covered the period of June 2020 through June of 2021. We started this last week, and let's just recap real quickly for the benefit of the people, the listeners that didn't catch last week's show, what it is. We're not going to go into as much detail as to what we covered. They can, you know, check out the show if they want to hear all the details. But basically, for the last 40 years, the National Association of Realtors compiles, sends out a questionnaire to the home buyers and sellers, and they have about 100 and I think it's 129 questions now, where they ask them, you know, reasons for buying, reasons for moving. They, you know, the seller, the same types of questions. So last show we covered we covered in detail the reason that the buyers move was primarily due to the COVID impact, was to be close to the family. And we went in through a whole analysis about, you know, why that is and why the job, being close to the job, wasn't the priority, which it had been in the past. And we covered some other things about other stats from the buyers. So we're going to get a little bit more into that. It's interestingly enough, one of the interesting stats on the buyers was the radius of their move. Typically, the buyers moved within 15 miles of where they previously lived.
Once again, this report is based nationally, right? In our experience, I think it's a little more. Not too much more, because every time, right, when we have offers, you will see typically listing during the 2020 to 2021, you have multiple offers on each house, and you can see the address, right? And the people who made the offer, and plus the winner, right, the new owner.
Right.
So you can see most of our clients is from lot of from New York and lot of from upstate New Jersey. So that's a lot. So a little bit more than 50 miles. I would say maybe 30, within 20, 30 miles.
All right. Range. Yeah, you would say 25 to 30, because you figure we cover the Central Jersey area. So from Central Jersey, give or take, to New York,
Island,
to Brooklyn, Staten Island, where a lot of the buyer interest came from the city, the populated areas, especially during the COVID, they wanted to, you know, move to Central Jersey. So yeah, it's a little bit more. Again, this is the 15-mile radius is a national
average.
Yes. Average, right? Mm-hmm. But everything varies, and you're probably right, Jane. It was probably a little bit
for Central Jersey, a little bit more. And we do have people, you know, come from out of state too. So I mean, for job relocation, and that's a small part of it. Majority of the buyers came during the report period is from you know, Brooklyn and Staten Island, up New York and Connecticut, and especially North Jersey area.
Right, and the reason you have that data, it's almost like we could create our own Central Jersey data, is because you're predominantly a list agent, and during this whole period, typically for every listing you had, you were getting anywhere from 10 to 15 to 20 offers, and with each offer on the realtor contract, the buyers always put down their names and their address, and oftentimes they had an offer letter, or the agent would accompany it with an offer letter that gave a little bit of background on the buyer, so you could see the addresses. They could say, oh, we're coming, we live in Jersey City, we live in Hoboken, we live in Brooklyn, we're from Staten Island. So you kind of get a good feel for the buyer pool, what's out there.
Absolutely. That's a firsthand, right? Yeah,
firsthand knowledge, yes, right. Yes. So another interesting stat is, which I guess is not really that surprising, they said for the period in question on a national level, the average age of the seller was about 56 years old. So a little bit less than what typically now is the retirement age, because as the younger you are, the longer you have to work to retire and get rely on Social Security. But 56, so it's not really that old. But that seemed to be the average average age on a national basis.
I think even New Jersey, right? I mean, we did try to contact some department, try to get New Jersey, but unfortunately the report is national level. But I think it's pretty much could be around right, because, you know, I mean, you have a younger family, you know, want to move bigger, for example. They now they have to work from home, so they want a bigger space, you know, and they want to move close to parents. Maybe some a lot of people want the parents move in with them, so they sell their house. The reason I brought that up is there's most of them they sell and buy happening, you know, together. Although a lot of buyer can buy without selling, but they either rent or sell out the previous homes, right? So in that case, the age, right, is average about that, because a lot of people in our experience, they live in the house for a long, long time. They've been living there, they are upper 60, 70, even 80, right? They finally want to move closer to family to be with the grandchildren or go to a warmer area. But also we have a younger family, maybe 30, 40 something. They just want a bigger space because they both work from home. So they sell their condo and townhouse and trade it up.
But Jane, your word choice of a warmer area, I think we're in the height of summer and you're talking about a warmer area.
Normally
people are probably going to think
cooler area. But it's really, I mean, we had a lot of people moving to Florida and you know, but obviously not in summer. They come back to Jersey.
Yeah, but again, this is an average. So we covered in the last show, the average age of the buyer, the first-time buyer was 33. So you take into account all the data, and it just comes out. If you number crunch, it comes out to 56. But you've got buyers at all different ages. So it's really it's probably not
The seller age, yeah. So they could have average it out.
Right.
But in our experience, right, in New Jersey, Central Jersey, a lot of our seller is older people. They want to retire. And some younger one, they bought a new house, but not necessarily sell. So they rent it out. So some of them did not sell. So,
right, because a lot of our experience with the clients we work with in Central Jersey, they have the larger, relatively large home. The kids are outgrown it. No longer need the school system, and they just want to downsize. And that typically happens to, again, people have kids at different ages or families, but basically that happens when they're in the mid to upper 50s or in their 60s.
Yes, absolutely.
And older. So yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last show we covered the fact that, surprisingly, more buyers used a real estate agent in 2021 as compared to 40 years ago in 1981, where it was 88% based on the current survey versus like 82% back in 1981. So let's talk about for sale by owners, known as FSBOs. The data shows that only 7% of the homes sold were actually truly sold as for sale by owners. So that's a pretty low percentage. And then of that, I think the median price was like somewhere in the 200,000 range. So it's lower priced homes that sold. And then even if you can even break that down further, that out of the FSBOs, the data show that a good percentage of the for sale by owners got their buyer from somebody they knew already. It was like through a referral network.
I mean, that's why I wear my glasses so I can read. And I think that they brought up a very, very, the point here in the report, they said the majority of FSBO seller, 57%, knew the buyer of their home. So also they said, within the rural area, 12% sold via FSBO compared with the 4% of sellers in the urban area. So I guess in the rural area, especially selling land or large land or something, so that's, you sell a lot of people you know. Mm-hmm. So that's totally understandable. You know, sure. I mean, for sale by owner is like this, right? People ask me, why can't I sell myself instead of hire you? So that's question come from time to time. First of all, you can sell yourself, no doubt. Just like you can change the car or yourself too. But I I decide not to. Today's world, you can look at the YouTube, learn how to change the car all yourself.
Or
right?
you can do a lot of things.
I think
we covered this on previous shows, but it goes to a lot of professions. You can paint yourself. You can do woodworking yourself. You can do plumbing yourself.
Yes.
But it's just a matter of time management. And do you want to rely on, do you want to try to do everything yourself? Or do you want to rely on a professional that has the marketing tools, the expertise, the price evaluation, all the tools and the network? It's just, But there's not too many things you can't do yourself other than, of course.
Yeah, but it is an opportunity cost. It is, whether you want to do that, right, or you have a professional.
And the time, right.
I think, I have a little bit different view of the for sale by owner situation. I feel as a realtor, we should really set ourselves apart. And the homeowner just want to sell their home, let's face it. Regardless, they want to hire an agent or sell themselves. Their goal is to sell themselves. I think, to be fair to the for sale by owner, they think they can do the job themselves better. Just like, if you think the cleaning service, you didn't like to use chemical, you would rather clean yourself, right? Same thing here. So as an agent ourselves, we should continue improve our skills and the knowledge to helping the owner. Once the owner understand the value we provide and then the service we provide, and there's no brainer they're going to hire. I have to say during these last few years, it's very rare I see for sale by owner. Majority of the home in Central Jersey area, majority of them represented by the real estate agent. So we are guide them on the pricing because when the price is going up, so there's a lot of research, a lot of experience come into it, right? And plus, as a real estate agent, we have a much larger network and marketing and promoting for the home. What bring them more money for the seller? More offers, right?
Right. And also, Jane, to tap into that, besides the marketing, the network, one of the important features of the real estate professional is evaluating the offers, especially in the COVID market when you had multiple offers. When you get bombarded with 10, 15 offers, you have to they can get complex. So if you're for sale by owner, wouldn't know, you have to know who the lenders are, what the down payment is, what the terms are, if they're waiving the appraisal.
What options?
So a lot of owners, if they don't do this on a day in, day out basis, they're going to get confused and they may end up not, if they don't have the guidance and expertise of the real estate professional, they may pick the wrong offer.
Yeah, and just read the offer enough give you a headache. Yeah. And we provide our, at the Mueller team, we provide the seller with a summary. Sometimes take our office manager, Gloria, 4 hours to compel to read every contract to come up with a summary.
Right. So okay, we're going to stay right there. We're going to take a short break and we're going to continue on that topic right after this.
A two-story building, approximately 5,100 square feet, with private offices and open spaces located in prime downtown New Brunswick, is available for lease. Yes, come on down and take a look. The building is zoned community commercial and has many permitted uses, including office, art gallery, theater, and music studio. To learn more about this property and more, contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. Prime Real Estate, a standalone building with superior construction quality, a backup generator, and beautiful architectural design, is available for sale or for lease. Located in a highly visible location, directly off Route 33 in Hamilton Township, this location is zoned highway commercial, suitable for retail, medical, office, education, and so much more. To find out more, please call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's 908-337-9448. Attention to developers and contractors. Over 3 acres of land located at the heart of East Brunswick is up for sale. Great location and lots of potential. For further details, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jay Muller on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to our show. So, Jane, just before the break, we were talking about the complexity of the whole real estate process, and especially not only getting the home marketed, getting the exposure, negotiating the deals, but especially when you're getting, like we've experienced in the last few years due to COVID, all the multiple offers and all the complexity involved in that. And we're on the topic of FSBOs. So can you imagine it's complicated enough just for the real estate professional to go through, talk to all the loan officers about evaluate the financial solidness of each buyer. But can you imagine as a for sale by owner, that would just be another, it's extremely time consuming just to assimilate the multiple offers into a table and then go through and do all the interviewing process. You really have to be a detective, because if you miss something, you end up picking the wrong offer, and that could lead you down a path that could waste a lot of time and end up having to put the home back on
the stress as well.
The stress, you know, as well,
yeah.
Right.
Yep. During this process, very stressful, as you can imagine. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So now we're going to talk about the pricing. And again, this statistic is probably not going to shock anybody. But during the national average, about 60% of the buyers paid at or above asking price. I think specifically it was 31% at asking price and 29% over. So if my math is correct, 31 and 29 in total. So I would just say 60% were at or above asking, which is, again, not...
I have to say, you know, in this one, I was a little bit disgraced for our market. In Central Jersey market, I think much, much higher percentage paid at or above asking price during that period. Obviously now, we're in 2022, after recent interest hikes and so on and so forth in the economy. But back in 2020 to 2021, and in my experience, I really very rare the house sold below asking. Majority time is above asking and done in the weekend. So that time's a crazy time. You go to open house, remember how many times you have to come keeping bring the booties? You know, like 20, 30, 40, 50 families. So each family, if it's two or three people in the family, how many family member goes through?
Right, and again, this national survey covers a period of June 2020 through June of 2021. So if you guys think back to June of 2020, in New Jersey, the shutdown occurred, I believe it was March 13th or
yes.
March 20th, mm-hmm. 2020. So in starting with this data that starts in June of 2020, we were just in the start and the height of
yes.
the shutdown.
Yes.
And I just remember that summer in particular, you could see it was
line.
A hot summer. There were long lines. And like you said, they were going through endless supplies of masks and shoe covers and things.
Mm-hmm.
And the offers, it seems like almost every closing that occurred in that period came in at or above asking price.
Asking.
But again, this is national data, so there are some areas maybe where the homes and the conditions were not as desirable.
Yeah. Also, they may not have had a shutdown, so they may have a different, you know, the whole U.S. have a different stage. Every state go to their own stages. But in Central Jersey, I think the percentage should be much, much higher, much, much higher. Yeah, very rare during that period of time we had a home didn't sell over asking. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think we might have touched upon this in the first show, but again, the top reason that the sellers decided to sell was, again, to be close to, number one was to be close to family and friends, and second was because their home was too small. So that captures two different groups. Obviously, the desire to be close to family and friends could capture the people that are maybe in the later stages of life that are ready to retire. They want to move close to the children, the grandchildren, you know, their friends. They want a change of lifestyle. And I think the second group was the younger generation that was outgrowing their home and they had an expanding family and they wanted, of course, a larger home. They outgrew the house.
Ken, I agree and disagree.
Okay.
Even the first group.
Yeah.
Remember, a lot of our client, they sold their home here, and then the 55 plus, they bought a retired home. Is even either the same size or bigger,
mm-hmm.
because once again, they want to be close to family. All the kids, grandkids will be there. So, in fact, I found personally my experiences during the last few years, right? The purchase, if you compare with the previous home, right, the size is getting bigger, the same or bigger. I had a lot of owner, I represented, they are retired 60, 70, even 80 years of age. Their new home in fact, wasn't smaller, was bigger.
Right, and it's amazing with the retirement communities. I mean, you've got all, you used to think of a retirement community as having a, you know, these really small,
condo, townhouse,
or less square feet. Now they've, I mean, in certain places in Central
Jersey,
they're just luxurious, very open floor plans,
High ceilings.
They can be quite expensive.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people, right, during this period, they sold their home. They bought a 55-plus luxury home. It's not because saving money. Whatever they got a high price in their house, they paid high on the new home, new construction. And they save on the property tax, right? But the new 55-plus community, the maintenance fee and the HOA fee, a service fee is pretty high. So basically, the cost perspective is wash. They just change the lifestyle.
Right. And they don't want to give up the New Jersey or the Central Jersey-based home because, they want to be close to family, close to friends. So the people that can afford it, we've seen a lot of our seller pool would have the place in Central Jersey, the retirement, the luxurious adult community, and also maintain a place in the Carolinas or Florida. But they still want that presence in the Central Jersey because they still have their kids and grandkids. So they want to be rooted. So I think the data shows. So the reason for selling, I think we can, based on our personal experiences, we can relate to that.
Absolutely. That's definitely the trend. Yeah. Not downsizing. Now they just change lifestyle. It's really either the same size or bigger. So it's just purely lifestyle, life changes.
Right. Yeah. The next stat is a little bit surprising. It said that the average tenure in the home, I guess when you take the whole, all the different population as a whole, it dropped from it dropped to 8 years from 10 years, meaning the average amount of time that the seller spent in the home living there before they sold it was about 8 years.
I think that's understandable because that's all come to the purchase power, right? I mean, people buy a condo, townhouse, or smaller home, and the career go up, the income, the household getting bigger. So they need, come to shorter period of time, they're going to buy another house. And a lot of time, I think the young people today, compared with our age or even older, is different. They want things instantly. They want, if they want to change, they make a change, move faster. For us, we take too long to think, to act. But for the young people, they like it, they buy it, that's it. They can afford it. That's most importantly. And the wealth growth in the recent decades is definitely helped for this, life-changing housing and event. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And now we're going to compare it back to 1981 again, because I have some interesting stats here. Back in 1981, 76% of the buyers bought a single family home. And then the data for this period for 2021 shows that it was about 82% purchased a single family home. So again, single family homes are almost, over 80%. Four out of every five buyers transactions involved a single family home on a national basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In our personal experience, I feel the 20 to 21, condo townhouse price didn't go up that much. That was a single family, have a lot of long lines. But later, 2020, 2021 to 2022, and then you'll see the jump in the demand and the price increase for the condo and townhouses. So that's just a market, drag, because that time was a beginning of the COVID. So a lot of people want to be in a single family. And later on, if they can't find one or didn't work out, the condo, townhouse, because low interest rate driven that.
Right.
I believe. Yeah.
Right. The affordability factor enabled more buyers to afford the single family homes, which typically are more than the townhouses and the condos in most cases. But it's interesting you mentioned that, because then eventually we saw in 2021 or the latter part of 2021 and then 2022, as we covered, that the demand, the townhouse and the condo prices began to rise. But it's almost like it lagged behind the rise in the single family homes. And then now we also experienced the rental prices rise, but we did not see that initially in 2020 and 2021 as dramatically. But then almost like the last quarter of 2021 and the first quarter of 2022, the rental market has increased, I guess, due to the shortage of inventory.
Yeah, because owner, if they can sell, get more money, they sell. So the reduced availability.
Right.
And then a lot of people looking for buy lost out on the beating market. So what they do, they continue to rent, or they still want to move to close to a family, bigger spaces, same need. But instead of finding a dream home, they just have to settle for the rental for the period of time until they.
So it'll be interesting. We'll have to wait till next year to get the stats from 2021 through June of 2022. But it'll be interesting to see the percentage of single family homes, if it maintains itself at 82%, or if it's going to go down. And if we're talking this current year cycle, which would end in June of 2022, it could be close to what it is now. It may go down a little bit because interest rates just started to rise in March, which doesn't affect the homes that were closed within that period.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally agree. Yes.
Right. So one last stat I'd like to share, I know we're running out of time, is a newspaper search.
Yes.
Obviously, back in 1981, they said, only 22% of the people use the newspaper to search. I would have thought that would have been higher.
I thought it would be higher.
Higher, too. That's very surprising that it wasn't like 50 or 60%. I'd have to ask them, I wonder why that is. I don't know the specific answers. In 2021, the data shows that only, believe it or not, 7% of the people still use the newspaper. So there's still that generational people that still rely on the newspaper. It still has its place. But again, it's a very small percentage, but it is out there still.
I think it's not only the age factor, the different language, because we always advertising
true.
In Chinese publications. So, I mean, there are different, language media out there. So that's I still have a people from New York saw the advertising, the newspaper.
That's right. We do it. We still advertise in Target papers for Target market. So, it definitely has its place. Yep. Okay. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but I think we covered everything in pretty good on this show. So hope everyone enjoys the rest of the weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com or call 732-898-2266.